Our first scripture comes this morning out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. And the man responded, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." And then John writes in his third letter, in chapter 1, verses 2, "Dear friends, I am praying that all is well with you and that you enjoy good health in the same way that you prosper spiritually." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I decided to start 2017 off with a little bit of a different look. I figured in solidarity with Jameson coming, I'd shave my head too, and just experience something different. But as I kind of look out through the spotlights and across the chairs and everything, I'm always amazed by just how good y'all look. Y'all look great. Y'all always look so good. You guys get ready for Sunday morning. You guys get your hairs done. You guys come in. You guys are just amazing. And of course, that makes sense because you are the very image of God in this world. More specifically, you are the very image of God in Alabaster. And one of the reasons why we are encouraged so often when it comes to this time of year, when we think about New Year's resolutions, how we can improve ourselves, how we can change our lives to kind of take some of those steps that we've been meaning to take, but maybe not always have really stuck to all the way, we can take confidence by seeing each other that there is something divine, there is something stronger and deeper in every single one of us than we will ever realize fully. You are the very space of God in this world. If we read back in the very first book of the Bible, some of my favorite verses, the poetry that comes through the creation stories. We hear of how God created all sorts of different things. God created stars and planets, and He created space, and He created light, and He created land and water. He created, it says, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, every creeping thing that creeps along the earth. But when He created you, when God created us, we were created in God's image. Unique and set apart from everything else that God kept busy with. God created us in His image. Now, as we think about that, as we hold on to that, that becomes a starting point that we use for everything else that follows. You see, we're going to be starting a sermon series this week through the next 3 weeks. And we're going to be talking about fixer upper. And what this is these are ways that we can focus on how to fix up our lives, some steps that we can take to get our health into a better place, steps that we can take to get our finances in a better place, steps that we can take to get our attitudes in a better place. Maybe not so much New Year's resolutions, but new commitments that we have to build and to strengthen our relationship with God that will then flow into each of those different areas. Now, if we were to look at a list of the top New Year's resolutions that people would typically select, those three things are almost always at the top of the list. We always want to do better with money. We always want to look better or feel better, and we always want to be able to adjust our attitudes. We want to be able to interact with other people better. We want to be less stressed. We want to have more time. We want to be able to fix our lives in such a way that we can enjoy this hope that the Bible tells us about, but often feels so very elusive. And so if we go back just a second to this idea of creation, that we are created in the very image of God, that we are the space that God resides in this world. There's no way that we can do any of those other things. We can't fix our health, our finances, our attitudes. We can't fix anything in our lives if our souls are not healthy first. In our two scriptures that we read this morning, if we're preaching a sermon series about health and getting healthier, you might have realized that there's not too many words in those scriptures about dieting. There's not too many words in those scriptures about losing weight or exercising a little bit more. But the one thing that both of those scriptures have in common is it points to the intimate connection that we have with our physical life and our spiritual life. The way that the health of what is inside of us and our relationship with God reflects in those other parts of our lives. And so we're going to look for just a minute at one of these scriptures a little bit deeper. And we're going to see that if our relationship with God is not right, if we're not making healthy decisions on how to improve the ways that we love God and love others and love ourselves, then there is no resolution that we will ever make that will improve our health of our bodies if our souls are not healthy first. So before we dive into it, how healthy are we? Are we moving enough? Are we eating the right things? How are we treating what God has given us? Because that's the first point in our connection, is if we are the very image of God, how are we taking care of that image? Are we treating ourselves as if we are the very created image of God in this world? Are we honoring the work that God has already put into us and then working to prepare our bodies and our spirits to do the work that God has called us to do? So are we doing enough work? Are we going out and are we serving? Are we being witnesses and doing the commission that Jesus had asked us to do? Are we feeding ourselves good spiritual food? Are we getting into our scriptures and our devotions? Are we getting together with other Christians and trying to figure out what those scriptures and devotions mean and how to put them into play in our lives? That comes before whether we eat enough vegetables. That comes before whether we get enough sleep. But when we put the two together, when we truly begin to honor that image that God has made and tie it together with the physical world that we've been in, we begin to reach a new depth and a true starting point of what healthy living begins to look like. So in our scripture reading this morning, there is a scribe that comes up to Jesus. A scribe is one who writes down the law, who inscribes it, that begins to think about the different meanings and purposes of it. And this scribe, this official of the law, this expert of the law, comes and talks to Jesus and asks him what he has to do to inherit eternal life. In some way, what do I have to do to live forever? Now, I don't think for a second he's literally meaning the physical act of how can I live in such a way that I never die on this world, but how can I have a life that is wrapped completely into the life of God, that it never ends. And what's interesting about Luke's rendition of the scripture is Jesus isn't the one that provides the answer. Because this man already knows the law. He already knows the words. He already knows the scriptures. And Jesus simply says to him, well, what do the scriptures say? And the scribe says, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And it's then that Jesus replied to him that you've given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. The first start of healthy spiritual living, being tied to healthy decisions for our bodies today, is the realization that eternal life does not start after we die or after we get to heaven. Eternal life starts now today. And Jesus desires for us to live into that life now and today. But how we live into that life is intimately connected to what Jesus calls the first two commandments, the greatest of the commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, with as much as you can and as deeply as you can. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the foundation. That is the foundation of everything that we do. That is the foundation of why we exercise. That is the foundation of why we make the food decisions that we make. That is the foundation of why we balance our checkbooks. That is the foundation of why we get out of bed in the morning. And if we don't start with that foundation, then no decision we will ever make in order to try to improve our lives or to move it in a new direction will ever bring us any closer to God if we don't start with those words and that foundation. And so, how are we preparing our bodies? Because healthy living is a system of healthy choices. Is the soul healthy first? And when the soul is healthy, then we can begin making decisions about the physical body. So when we think about the greatest commandments that Jesus has lifted up here, why are we wanting to get healthier? Are we wanting to lose weight? Are we wanting to move around more? Are we wanting to perform better? Are we wanting to look better? And the foundation of why it is we want to do these healthier things, if it's to get more attention, if it's to get more glory for ourselves, if it's to look better or to play better, if it's to move better and it's to align on ourselves, then that's not in line with what Jesus had just told us. Because healthy decisions are not about making our lives better. Healthy decisions are about aligning ourselves with God's purpose in this world. And so we eat better. We exercise and we move more because we honor the image that God has put in our lives, the image that God has made us in the world. And it is a testimony of how we care for our bodies and our lifestyles, of how much we honor that image that God has placed within our souls. Because we are the very image of God in this world. Sometimes we are the first glimpse of God that some people might ever see. And so healthy food choices, exercise, and moving more is a testimony of our faith in God. The other part is making sure that God is the one that's getting the glory. If we don't love God first, if we don't love what God has made us, to love ourselves, not to glorify ourselves, but to honor what God has made in us, then no amount of a healthy choice and a healthy vegetable and a healthy exercise routine will ever improve the quality of our lives, will never improve our chances to reach others or to be a greater testimony of what God is doing in this world. So how can we be more healthy? One way is starting to improve the connection between our bodies and our souls. So as we said before, thinking about the decisions that we have about our bodies. What are going to be our food choices? How are we going to move? How often are we going to move? Are we going to walk? Are we going to exercise? Are we going to move? But to do it for a reason and a purpose, to prepare ourselves for the work that God has for us to do, but also to honor the image that God has placed in our souls. What's our desire to be more healthy? As we said before, if it's appearance, if it's performance, if it's anything to do with attention, glory, and the ability that points to ourselves first, we're completely off target. if it's to deepen our relationship with God, if it's to honor God, if it's to bring our bodies to the points to where we can move and serve others better, to make healthy decisions that strengthen what God has given us and put inside of us rather than weaken, and to honor God with our strength, our minds, our soul, and our hearts. We're on the way, as Jesus said, the way that will allow us to live. I think when I read this scripture about the scribe coming to Jesus, when it says that we'll love God with all of our strength, I'd like to have the most amount of strength possible in order to love God that much. When it says to love God with all your heart, I'd like to have the healthiest heart possible in order to love God. And that comes back to decisions that we make for our families and ourselves with healthy living. And again, we don't do it to look better. We don't do it to bring any amount of glory or attention to ourselves. We don't do it to perform better. We don't do it to get any sort of accolade or award. We do it because you are the very blueprint of God. You are a physical creature with a divine center that God has crafted after His own image and has placed you in the world. I feel we're responsible for what we do with that. How that's tied into our testimony of how we can go out and to do the very work of God. Now, we live in a culture nowadays where movement is becoming less and less necessary. We don't have to move as often as Jesus did and the disciples did. When I went to Israel, one of the most amazing things that I saw is all the stories in the Gospels are kind of squished in this geographic area. And you can sit in a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and you can look along the shoreline, and you can see Caesarea Philippi, you can see Mount Horeb, you can see Tiberias, you can see all these towns and all these cities. You can see where Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. You can see where Jesus went and removed himself when he heard the news that John had been killed. You can see the place where Jesus waited on the shoreline for the disciples as they were fishing, not realizing it was Jesus as he appeared to them after his crucifixion and resurrection. And you can see all these things because they had to walk there. And they're all together in one place. And between these places, between places from Galilee and Nazareth, there are paths and roads worn into the ground, thousands of years old, where people walked and moved. I believe in the very core of my soul that movement is an expression of worship as well, because God has given us bodies to move and to do His work. He has asked us to be His hands and His feet in the world, and in order for us to do that, we should have the healthiest hands and feet that we can to move and to do that work, and to honor that image that God has placed into us. To realize that our divine center is a testimony of how we care for the image of God. And that becomes an expression of the life that we can live, uniting the physical and the spiritual with our choices and how we eat and how we move. Now, one of the things that Pastor Sherry and I wanted to do during this Fixer Upper series is to offer ways that we can help as well. That if one of your resolutions or if one of your commitments through this year is to get healthier, we want to be able to offer a class that might be able to help you. And so at the beginning of every week that we preach the series, so this week we're preaching on healthy living, on the Wednesday night of that week, so this Wednesday night at 6:00, we're going to be starting a new small group on healthy living, and they're going to be studying the Daniel Plan. And the Daniel Plan is a study that you come together with others. You learn about healthy choices. You learn about healthy eating. There's going to be a little bit of exercise involved. But you keep each other accountable, and you deal with issues of faith and issues of health together at one time. And so we put a sign-up sheet. It's right back there in the lobby in one of the standing signs. And you can sign up for this class. We've capped the first class at about 10 or 11 people. However, if more people want to take that class, we have more people that have offered to teach it, and we can offer multiple classes. This class is going to meet for about 7 weeks, and after that 7 weeks, if that's a group that you would like to continue working with, you are free to have discussions of how you can continue having a group that focuses on healthy living. But we want to provide you a tool to help you make healthy decisions about your life and your faith, integrated into one group and one community that can keep each other accountable and to encourage you to take those steps. So if that sounds like a group that you're interested in, I invite you after the worship service, there's a little sign-up sheet in the back. If that sign-up sheet is full, I invite you to just unclip the sides of the board, flip it over, and just keep writing names and email addresses, and we'll go ahead and we'll have another class ready for you this Wednesday night. But it starts with realizing that the healthiest choice we can start with is focusing first on our relationship with God. You can lose all the weight that you want. You can eat all the vegetables that you want. But if our life is not in line with the life and the Spirit of God, then no decision we ever make will lead us to a healthier relationship with God. It all starts with how much we love God, with all of our strength, with all of our heart, and with all of our mind. And then how we love our neighbors as ourselves. Every choice we make in this life, every way that we start our day, every meal that we sit down to, and every way that we make a decision through the day should always come back to that one principle. And if we do that, then God says that is the way that we shall live. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for your Spirit that resides within us, that makes us more than we realize that we are. Lord, that does not focus on our appearance or our health simply for our own benefit, but Lord, in how we can be more aligned with the image that you have placed in us. Lord, we are your testimony in the world. And it is more than just the words that we preach, Lord. It is the way that we live. It is the choices that we make that we decide to honor that very image that you have placed inside of us. Because, Lord, we desire to live eternally, but, Lord, to start that eternity today, that we might be prepared and strengthened and healthy enough to do the work that is still to remain. As we pray all these things, in Jesus' name, amen.